Welcome back to Hot Topics. I'm Alex, and I have my co-host David here with me.
And I'm David. Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Yeah, a little bit tired, you know.
Yeah, it's
Monday. At the time of recording, it's Monday. We're not sure when this is going to be aired, but maybe it'll be a Monday as well. Yeah. What are we going to be talking today?
Talking about a question I had.
Mm-hmm.
Because of recent things happening in the world,
mm-hmm.
should politics be able to affect culture right now? For example, a game I play,
mm-hmm.
they were going to release an update kind of like inspired by Japanese culture. It's a Chinese company.
Yeah.
And then I heard that there's like tension right now between China and Japan. And then the game was like, okay, no, we're going to cancel this because we cannot, you know, honor Japanese culture, get inspiration from them while we have conflict. But like, why should politics affect culture in that
yeah.
way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you mean. I think, like, for me, politics is inevitably always going to influence culture. Like,
yeah.
I come from, like, a punk and metal background. So for, like, us, all their songs are about, you know, how we don't like whatever authority or whatever. So to me, it's always really normal, quote
yeah.
unquote, you know, to, like, have some sort of politics in whatever media or entertainment or whatever, because that's where we draw inspiration from. You know
yeah.
what I mean? But like in this situation, it is kind of weird. It's like, yeah, but it's a video
so
game.
Weird,
like,
yeah.
It's a game.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
It's like they have tension. Okay, they should solve it between them, like 1v1 or whatever.
Yeah, like what's it got to do with something that's fictional? That's the
yeah.
thing. It's not even real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, I think like all over social media, the hot topics, unironically, haha, are always politically charged.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Because I think there's politics in everything. I don't
mm-hmm.
think you can really divide those two or separate from one another.
I agree.
I think everything always kind of revolves around it. Even something as fashion always revolves around, you know, politicizing female or male bodies or whatever.
Yeah.
And you always get judged for whatever you wear
mm-hmm.
and whatever agenda you may have with your clothing choices, which I think is ridiculous. Like, yes, there might be an intent sometimes, but
yeah.
that doesn't mean you have to politicize every single little thing. Or like, I find really, what I find really interesting is when you have those like accounts on TikTok that talk about, I don't know, like the rise of sales and lipsticks and recessions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that is quite interesting. So like sometimes politics doesn't necessarily have to be negative.
True.
But I mean, that's more economics. But still, like, oh, like if it's midi skirts are more popular, we're going to go into recession again or something like that. Like there are stats like this. And I think that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Because the last time it happened was like 2009 recession, where like everybody was going out clubbing, spending their last money, you know, on trying to have a good time. Because obviously the world was not having a good time. And I feel like now that's coming back. I feel like there's more emphasis on like partying and having fun because we're
yeah.
all so broke.
I hear that. Yeah, that's always like on TikTok because they're like, oh, this is such a recession song.
Like, yeah, recession core.
Yeah.
And it's always Pitbull. Yeah. I mean, it's true. I mean,
yeah.
but like also look, Pitbull since last year, world tour, recession indicator, question
true.
Mark? Because why is he so popular all of a sudden? We're just dying to have a good time.
True.
Like he's saving us. Pitbull, save me, please.
Yeah.
Or even Kesha making a comeback last year.
Oh, I love Kesha.
Oh, yeah. But she was like the OG like recession, like pop it girl.
Yeah.
Like she was making bangers for the club that
yeah.
she could barely afford.
Yeah. And she's finally free from that contract.
Oh yeah.
You know the whole situation.
Like vaguely familiar, so you can explain to me
of
and
course.
Listeners.
So basically I love Kashina, I love her music,
mm-hmm.
so I know a bit about it. So she was under a producer called Dr. Luke.
Mm-hmm.
He produces a lot of like viral songs and songs that are very popular. And allegedly, she claimed that while flying on an airplane, you know, somewhere, he drugged her. And then she woke up in a bed naked next to him.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, you know, they had a contract of so many years and releasing songs. And she basically couldn't escape the contract. She tried. She sued him.
Mm-hmm.
And she lost, basically. She also went bankrupt. She had help from some celebrities, actually, which was really nice. Women standing with other women.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, basically she couldn't escape the contract. She even wrote some songs about it. And not long ago, she's finally free from the contract.
Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah, I think like 1 or 2 years she's been free.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, the same thing with Britney Spears, right? Like that
Ooh,
whole
Britney is a whole
that
other
is a whole
yeah.
other situation.
Poor Britney.
Poor, honestly, free Britney. Like,
yeah.
What has my girl done to deserve all this? Like, my dad and I actually were talking about this the other day about
yeah.
like pop stars and how it's so, how I would not want to live that life.
No.
Because I think that's actually my nightmare. Every single thing is just like heavily visualized for you. Like every single thing you do is always reported. You have no privacy. And my dad was like, yeah, I mean, look at Britney. They completely broke her. Like when she came out, she was like 17 or something, like super young, like way too young to deal with that kind of fame and that kind of thing. And they completely destroyed her. And like, yeah, coming back to like the whole like political aspect of it. Yeah, of course. Like you get politicized for every single little thing you do. Like, and sometimes music is sometimes just entertainment. Like it doesn't have to be anything deeper than that. And I think with pop stars, that's kind of the point, is that you're supposed to have fun. And then when that is completely taken apart and torn apart for whatever reason, because somebody didn't like her outfit in the VMAs, it's like, come on, you know? And then it'd be like, it's so easy for people to just like put you on a pedestal and then completely tear you down. For whatever reason.
Haters gonna hate.
Yeah, because it's easier, it's entertaining or whatever.
Yeah, and with Britney, it was really insane. Yeah, I don't know if you know, but a lot of people claim that, you know, the way she sings, that's not her real voice.
Yeah, I think so. She was forced.
Yeah.
I think so too, because like there is footage of her singing like an opera style or something when she's like 7 and she had like this huge, like powerful voice. Yeah. I'm like, how do we go from that to Hit Me Baby One More Time? Like, how we go from A to B?
Apparently, you know, her voice was too similar to Christina Aguilera, so they told her, you know, you need to be a bit different.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't know that they were, like, I knew that they were around the same time, but not to that extent. And I think
they like, they're not really good together. Like,
yeah. Who doesn't have beef? Like, if you look at the 2000s, it was, like, Eminem against everybody.
Oh, my God, yes.
Which I love. I love that too.
He also had beef with Mariah Carey.
He did, yeah, he did. Why is so obsessed with me?
Yeah, that song was for him, exactly.
Yeah, but also, Eminem is such a perfect example of politics influencing culture, because he judges a lot of social issues in society in his songs, especially, like, even, like, the real Slim Shady. Like, that's just, like, a whole diss. Yeah. Towards marginality and lack of originality, which I think is just so cool.
It is.
Like, in a very fun way. Like, I was started watching the Diddy documentary with my mom.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're only, like, 2 episodes in. But when you have the context of all those songs, like, all of Tupac's songs, like, when he switched labels from Diddy's label to the other label, and you can actually understand, like, why he's saying all that and why he's cussing everyone out. And when you have context, it makes it so much more interesting. You know?
Yeah. Was he exposing the truth?
He was trying to, but he was just saying like how Diddy's label was not paying its artist, which it wasn't. Like Diddy would just put everything in his own pocket and pay like the artist just nothing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's the Diddy way, I guess. Ain't no party like a Diddy party, but
no, Diddy parties, no.
But yeah, like the documentary also exposes some of that.
Yeah.
But that was crazy. Like there's this whole story where like allegedly he's the one that was behind Biggie Smalls' death, like the Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac. And then when it was like, Biggie's death, he just put like that song like Over Every Breath You Take, but it's like I'll Be Missing You or whatever. So he made like a cover because he sampled the song and he didn't clear it. So actually all the time you play that song by Diddy, it's the Police that get it, like the band that originally wrote the song, which I think is funny.
Yeah.
But he wrote like this whole band, like, oh, I'll be missing you. And he's like dancing. It's like, you're not missing them. You're celebrating that you got away with it. Like, you are not happy. And apparently they made Biggie pay the funeral too. Paid for his own funeral.
Huh?
Yeah.
He was dead.
Yeah, but like taking money from his account to pay for it, which diabolical.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, when artists try to talk, you know, something then happens.
Yeah, always.
I have another example. Avicii was so good.
What happened with him?
Apparently, I think it was ruled a suicide. I don't remember, but it was very, very suspicious. Because he, you know, tried to put, you know, hidden meanings in his video clips, in his music. And then, you know, he committed suicide, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Just from out of nowhere.
Yeah. It's like Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide.
Oh, my God. Not Epstein. Keep on getting these memes about the Epstein files. Yeah, that's another thing that's like been circling around for like quite a bit, like the Epstein memes. But they've been around for a couple of years for like a multitude of reasons. But now it's like the Epstein files are trying to get released. Mm-hmm. The government did release them, and they're just like all pages that are blacked out completely. And it's like, exactly. Wow, thanks CIA.
Yeah,
sure. But that is also funny that like that kind of content is the one that gets the most interaction online. Like, it is very politically driven, which is why I don't understand people are like, oh, I'm not going to get into politics. It doesn't affect my life. It's like, it kind of affects everything
you
do. Like,
it
affects every single thing. Like, even, like, I don't know, I have this, like, big-ass leather jacket that I wear that I got in Camden a couple years ago. I got for 24 pounds. Such a steal. It's from the 80s, like, a biker jacket. And it's, like,
really
even
cool.
That is already, like, a signal of something, you know, like you wear a biker jacket. It's like, oh, you're like part of this whole community, whatever. It's like, I'm not. I just like the jacket. Gonna get my bike license sooner than later, hopefully.
Oh my God. That reminds me of another situation.
Tell me.
In the art community, I like drew a drawing without knowing from where it was from. Just like, oh, I like it. I'm gonna draw it. You know, a character.
Yeah.
And then someone blocked me over it. And I'm like, I don't even know the show.
Okay, Diva. You're
just blocking me.
But yeah, like, just to finish the leather jacket story.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in my semester abroad when I was in college, and then... Yeah, like, for me, I don't like biker gangs. That's just not something I agree with fundamentally. It's all built on, like, racism and misogyny and, like, really, like, racism to the core. Like, they were really, like, racist pricks. And, like, I just don't align with that. And I never want to be associated with this.
Good.
And it's like, I just look a certain way and people think I'm a biker. Everybody's like, oh, you look like Jax Teller from Sons of Anarchy. It's like, I'm not part of a motorcycle gang. Please. I know we look alike, but please. I don't associate with that. So I thought that was quite funny, like, even stuff like that. But when I was younger, I used to get really mad when people that, like, didn't, like, listen to, like, punk or rock or metal or whatever would wear a leather jacket. That pissed me off because I'm like, oh, you don't deserve to wear this. No, no, no. I mean, I was, like, 14, so, like, please give me some good graces. Yeah. I've grown since then because it's, like, a marker of some kind of, you know, culture or counterculture. And then when people take that and just completely disregard its meaning, you're like, okay, cool. Like, people wear that on purpose so you can tell us apart. Now it's like everybody looks like that.
Yeah.
Like, my dad and I were talking about how everybody now looks super alternative. And, like, when I was in high school, like, nobody looked alternative, like, at all. Like, I was the only one sticking out like a sore thumb. And I had to pay my good price for that. Trust me. Believe you me. And, yeah, like, when I was, like, in college and now that I'm done with college, you see all these kids, like, 15, 16, all looking like Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit, you know? And I'm like, what? Like, I missed out on that. And yeah, everyone's like, yeah, but it's like super surface level, you know? It's not like actual culture or whatever. Yeah. It's just like now is the fashion, so they all wear that. Doesn't mean they listen to music or agree with any lifestyle choices. Mm. But still, I'm like, at least they look like that. Like, I don't have anyone that looked like that when I was a kid. Like, I was just like completely, you know, like
in
put
my
to
time,
the side.
There was no one.
Yeah, but they always pick a boomer saying like, oh, you know, when I was a kid. But like, yeah, it was different. It was different because now we're getting that all like 2000s resurgence.
Always coming back.
Always coming back. But like, I was just like 5 years too early. So I just didn't get to witness any of that. I was living my 80s and 90s truth, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still living that truth. Sometimes I get a lot of questions like, oh, do you remember this from like 2016? I'm like, nah, I don't know that.
But then from 1965.
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, that's my jam. What you know about this? You know, it's like 1969, the Stooges spreading my punk and metal gospel. That's like one of my best friends. She got me this really cool vinyl for Christmas, Blue Oyster Cult, because Blue Oyster Cult is one of my favorite bands. And we were listening to, like, I think Judas Priest or something in the car once. And she's like, you know, like, it's just funny that you really, like, you really live this. And it's, like, from 1979 or whatever. And it's, like, you really are resonating with it hella. And it's, like, you're such a boomer. Like, you don't even listen to this, like, unironically. Like, you genuinely, like, live this song. Like, how? Like,
you're
how is this
soul.
Relevant to you?
You're an old soul.
What was my Spotify listening age? 53? Yeah.
Not Spotify calling you old.
It's like, ah, yeah, 53, that's me, that's me. Mind you, top band was Faith No More. I'm like, I thought I'd be a little bit younger if my top band is Faith No More. How am I 53? That was a humbling moment. Mom was like, what'd you get? 53, yeah, fits right in.
How is it to have a midlife crisis at 21?
Mind you, that's actually a song by Faith No More, Midlife Crisis. One of
perfect.
Their hits.
Perfect.
It's the song for me. That's how it really is. I heard that for the first time. I'm like, this is so me. But if you know the song, it's actually quite jumpy and energetic. Yeah, I think maybe we'll take a little musical break and we're gonna play Midlife Crisis by Faith No More.
Yeah.
That was our musical break for that segment. That was Midlife Crisis by my beloved Faith No More. But we're going to continue our conversation on politics and culture. And I think one of the biggest branches right now is and topics of discussion is, of course, Trump and his whole, like, deportation of immigrants and all that kind of stuff with ICE. And I think, like, what is a big shame to me is that, like, if you've ever been to America, especially in the South, like, a lot of it is based around culture, especially immigrant culture.
Yeah.
So now that they're trying to get rid of that, it's like, like, a whole state called New Mexico exists, and you're trying to deport Mexicans from New Mexico?
Yeah.
Like, are we serious right now?
At this point, just deport yourself.
Like, at this point, just cease to exist.
Like, you should
cease and
desist,
baby.
Yeah. I mean, he's also from immigrant backgrounds. So
yeah, that's also what makes
his wife is an immigrant.
Melania
Trump.
Can Santa see in the dark? Did you see that?
I did not.
Oh, it was like, okay, for those of you that don't know, it's like this thing on TikTok going around right now. It's Melania reading a children's book, but she's making him sound like a villain. Like, can Santa see in the dark? Does he have red eyes?
She's like, I don't want to be here.
I love, like, what was unveiled Christmas a few years ago. Because she does the Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. And she's like, who gives a fuck about Christmas? But someone needs to do it, right? And I'm like, so true, queen.
Yeah.
Never resonated with a person more.
How is she his wife? I don't know.
Business transaction? Yeah, like, there's no love there. Come on, be for real. Yeah. Like, how?
She even has, like, some democratic values. Like, she's pro-abortion and stuff.
Yeah, which is, like, how are you? Yeah, I mean, that, like, Melania is a whole other category, I swear. Yeah. I think that's the only, like, redeeming thing about that old presidency.
Yeah.
Second term, baby.
Yeah, or when she wears hats in public.
Oh, my God,
so
yeah. I love that. What a queen.
Yeah.
No, but that, again, like, political content, a lot of media talk is about Melania Trump's fashion choices. And I think that is hilarious because it's such a reflection of, like, that whole dynamic. Again, like, wearing hats in public so she doesn't have to kiss him, period. Or, like, one time she smacks his hand away, and I thought that was so funny.
I love it.
Yeah, like,
you didn't pay me enough to touch my hand.
She's like, I didn't get the paycheck that I had, baby. Oh, good Lord. Yeah, but... it's like, yeah, I was in New Mexico and I thought it was just so beautiful. They had, like, all these, like, mosaics and stuff. And it's, like, really, like, influenced by Spanish culture as well, because, like, the Spanish, you know, like, conquered Mexico and stuff like that. I mean, it was part of Mexico, right?
Yeah.
But, like, seeing that and how big of an influence it is. And even, like, California, like, there's a lot of Mexican influence in, like, in everything. Like, even stuff like car culture. And I'm like, you're trying to get rid of that? Like, come on. That was, like, really jarring to me.
Yeah.
I just, like, this whole need, like, of needing to find someone to blame. It's like, dude.
And immigrants are the ones who do the jobs nobody wants to do, right?
Don't be like Kelly Osbourne. Do you know? Are you aware of that?
I think
she was like, oh, like, if you get rid of all the Mexicans, who's going to clean your toilets, Mr. Trump? This was like a whole thing. Yeah, this was during his first presidency. I think this was like 2016. And Kelly Osbourne is, of course, Ozzy Osbourne's daughter. Like, she is that Kelly Osbourne. I was like, girl, what are you saying? But that was a whole thing. I was like, my God, how could you be so, like, how could you say that? Like, genuinely. Yeah. It's like giving that perspective that, like, immigrants can only be used for jobs like that.
That's true.
Like, girl, no. No, 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 no.
No, no. But yeah, they're even deporting American citizens, so...
yeah, that's peak.
At this point, it's just like, anyone against Trump, go.
My favorite part about this whole thing was when it was announced that Bad Bunny is going to do the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he needs to get deported. People are like, Habibi, Puerto Rico is in American territory.
True.
And they were all so mad. I was like, this is so funny. I mean, I didn't know, but look, I'm not American, so I can like exist peacefully without knowing. But it's like, how are you American? You don't know that. Like, surely that's like a fact that you should know, right? About your own country.
Yeah.
And vice versa. And Trump even tweeted, he was like, yeah, I'm going to sit down with the president of Puerto Rico to discuss Bad Bunny's, like, I don't know, show or concert or whatever. If he's allowed to come, I'm like, bitch, you are his president. It's an American territory. Are
it's
you
a dementia.
Okay?
It's a dementia for me.
Oh my God, dude. Crazy. No, Trump is just a whole thing. Yeah. I feel like at this point, it's not even a president. It's just a caricature. Like, this is just going to go down in history as one of those things. It's like, I cannot believe this was real.
For real.
Like, for me, that's Bush Jr. Like, you know, whenever I have a bad day, like, really, honestly, I go and I look at the video of where a guy throws his shoe at Bush Jr. at a press conference.
Yeah.
And it just makes my day. He's like, it doesn't bother me. It was a size 10 shoe. And it's just, and the thing is, like, my mom told me that she got the privilege of seeing that on live television.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm forever jealous because that's one of my favorite moments, like, ever in political history. Like, someone just threw a shoe at him. Can we bring that back?
For real.
That was amazing. He needed it. Sorry.
For Trump, we need the whole shoe store.
Girl, all of Foot Locker in the White House. No, but like stuff like that, I feel like now these public figures, because they're public servants, right? Like mm-hmm. that's the whole point. They're supposed to serve the public. And now they're like untouchable. It's like that's the whole opposite of the idea of democracy. Like, are we okay?
Oh my God. Talking about that, did you see the pictures they made of the Trump and
oh my God, I did. Yes, I did. Oh, good Lord.
I live for that. Like the girl who's like 27 or 28.
And she was 20 and she looks 45. And yeah. We're not even exaggerating. Like, look at the pictures of the Oval Office, like 2025, Trump's administration. Good Lord. I was like, what do?
You can even see the injections.
You can. Yeah. I was like, girl, if you don't, I don't know, remove it or whatever.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's always such a headache, you know, just that kind of stuff. I'm like, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with this on a daily basis.
Yeah, I'm so glad I don't live in America.
But the problem is, it's like, because a lot of our media, well, I think the majority of our media online is American. Mm-hmm. You kind of like inevitably get sucked into this, which I think is such a shame because it's like, it's not really my problem. But when you're online, it becomes your problem.
Yeah. I feel like I'm more invested in American politics than in European
ones. Yeah, I mean, that's just, like, how it is. Yeah. And, like, in college, like, I deliberately took, like, a lot of political, like, EU courses because I'm like, I need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because the only education I have is British and American, so I only know stuff about that.
True.
And that's not relevant to my life today, is it? But, yeah, like, Trump's caricature-esque behavior, again, kind of, like, makes it seem that it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Like politics in general, because we can just like laugh about it, but it's like, no, these are actual real issues that are really affecting everybody, actually.
Yeah.
And the fact that, yeah, it's like we were talking about earlier in the Rage Bait episode, it's like we kind of laugh about it to cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like now it's just a little bit too much coping because nobody takes anything seriously anymore. And I feel like in our generation, like this whole thing of nonchalantness has taken over. We're showing you care is like basically illegal. Like you cannot show it with any passion towards anything, and I think that's so sad.
True.
Like we're all kind of suffering because of that. It's like, oh, well, I don't want to seem like I care too much. It's like, yeah, but what's the worst thing if you do?
True.
And on that note, I think we can wrap this episode up on what was the topic again?
Should politics be able to affect our culture? Well, they do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think it's silly to like, you know, cancel one big thing because of political tensions.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
But I think it all trickles down anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a figure that is inevitably going to influence something, whether we like it or not, because I think that's just, like, the world we live in.
Yeah.
And not just today. I think that's just how society works. You know, if you have, like, this big authority or authorial structure, it's inevitably going to influence everything that you do, whether that's like creative or bureaucratic or whatever. There's always going to be some sort of political influence, but it doesn't necessarily have to be negative.
Indeed.
Yeah. So see you around next time.
Yeah. Yes. Next year, probably.
Yeah. So to our listeners, catch you around for the next episode.
Yes.